So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's bring Zach Stevenson back to the show. Zach now leads the DFL in the House. They have a legislative session that begins in about a month. And we thought this would be a good day to reach out to Zach. His reaction to the last week, as Laura points out, we're about, 7 days and a few hours from the awful events and what took place with the death of Renee Good, the decision by ICE officer Jonathan Ross, and everything that has happened in this state since then, including everything that's happening today. With prayer, with more protests. Zach, always appreciate your time. Zach, like all of our guests, like Rena last hour, like Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, in about 25 minutes, all of our guests are on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When you think about the last 7 days as a resident of this area and as a leader in the legislative session, what is staying with you the most right now, sir?
Well, it's been a remarkably horrific week in Minnesota, where we have seen countless examples of reckless and violent behavior by federal agents. I don't know about you, but every single time I open up my phone, I see a video of some ICE agent acting in an unprofessional, reckless manner, tackling somebody or deploying chemical irritants or in one case, brandishing their weapon. And, of course, worst of all, the shooting and killing of Renee Good. And to have that bookended on one of the week, on the other end of the week, of course, we have this really remarkable mass resignation in the U.S. Attorney's Office of some of the most highly respected professional, nonpartisan prosecutors because of the incredible instructions that they are getting from the Department of Justice and the president to really not do what they should be doing, which is cooperate with local police and investigate what happened, what the ICE officer did to Renee Good, and instead, you know, incredibly asking them to focus on her widow. I mean, it has just been a breathtakingly frustrating and horrific week.
What should happen with ICE going forward?
They should leave. I mean, it's very clear, I think, to any person watching this that ICE's presence in Minnesota is not making us more safe right now. Whatever the intention was here, and I think the president's been very clear that his intention was retribution. You know, he tweeted out that the day of retribution is at hand for Minnesota. But whatever the intention, we should be focused on public safety. And it's very clear that ICE's continued presence in Minnesota right now is making us less safe.
A judge did not grant an injunction, which the attorney general and the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul wanted, where ice would be removed. So that happened early in the day. I'm sure you're aware of that. For members of our audience, and there are many out there who listen to this and say, here's the problem with the House leader of the Democrats, Zach Stevenson, when he says ICE should leave, that the authorities in the state, in particular in sanctuary cities, are not doing enough, and they, these violent criminals were out amongst us until ICE steps in, and they're worried what happens to other individuals who they view as dangerous if ICE leaves. What do you say to them?
I'd say, first of all, it's just not true. The violent criminals that they're talking about are not the people who ICE is picking up off the street in an almost indiscriminate manner. You know, when I see them yanking people working at Target off the street, those people are not violent criminals. That is the pretense that they are using for what they're doing here. But I think if you look at the results, which are, you know, plain for us all to see anytime you open up your phone, they're not going after public safety. You know, I think they put out a statement a few days ago about some of the criminals that they have taken action against over the course of the last week. All of those people were in custody already. They took them out of state custody and deported them. And I think that if that's all ICE was doing, you'd see a very different response. But that isn't all they're doing. They're going to Roosevelt High School at the close of a school day, tackling people, breaking windows, scaring the hell out of teachers and students. I mean, you tell me, Chad, who was the violent criminal there? What violent criminal were they targeting when they went to Roosevelt High School?
Oh, trust me, Zach. I've been highly critical of what has happened with the indiscriminate nature of what is taking place in going to schools, in going to churches, in dragging people out of cars. I think it's horrifying. Yeah. I think the world we're living now, and I've made this point, my stepson, his mom was born in La Paz, Bolivia. She married someone before we dated, and so she's an American citizen. My stepson is from here, but he has brown skin. He's Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I have told him repeatedly, and I love him. I would step in front of a bullet for him. I said, don't you ever leave your house now without your ID. And I understand the debate on the violent criminals. I understand it. There has to be a better way than this. There just has to be. We cannot be living in 2026 where on January 14th, because you're not a white person like the two of us, that you're going to Target and you get cornered. Where are your papers? Where are your papers? I don't want to be soft on violence. I don't want to be soft on violence for individuals who might have been born in your district or came here. But if you believe this is the right way, we just have a completely different view of what America should be in the present and in the future.
1,000%. You know, Chad, I'm a prosecutor. I believe in enforcing the law. And, you know, I am all for holding violent criminals accountable. You know, like professionally, personally, politically, 100%. That is not what is happening right now. It has nothing to do with it. And you don't even have to take my word or your word for it. When you have the president tweeting out that the day of retribution is at hand, when you have the White House chief of staff saying openly that there are scores to settle, this is not about public safety, and it needs to stop.
This is the leader of the DFL in the House, Zach Stevenson, who is with us. The session starts February 17th. Do you believe there's any role in state law that you and other Democrats can propose? Right? These are federal authorities. Obviously, we have the closely divided House and Senate. You still have the governor. Have you talked to enough of fellow Democrats about a potential legislative plan on to try to slow down or combat what you disagree with regarding what's happening in the state right now?
You know, I'm very open to a legislative response, but let's be honest and clear, Chad. They are already breaking state laws on a daily basis, with violent behavior, but also some of the enforcement tactics that they're using, whether it's not displaying, license plates or not identifying themselves. I mean, there's any number of Minnesota laws that are being broken, to say nothing of the question of whether the shooting and killing of Renee Good violated Minnesota laws. And what we see is that if you have a federal government that is going to walk around and try to claim that ICE agents have absolute immunity, you know, I'm a lawyer, that's a made up thing. When they give folks the ability to act with impunity, there can't really be meaningful accountability by the state government.
Zach, I want to get to a couple other issues. If we take a short break and you hang just through a break, because I want to get to absolute immunity. Dave has a soundbite from Stephen Miller, who I think is basically just the prime minister of this country. He's the person the president relies on most vitally on immigration. I want to play that soundbite, and I want people to chime in on the absolute immunity part of it. Here's Zach Stevenson. He leads the House in the evenly divided House. He's the leader of the Democrats. We're back with Zach in moments on CCO. I want to talk about insurance because we all need it. We don't love it. We don't love paying for it. Most of the time, we never need it, but we still pay for it because we have to, right? So then you want to find a place where you know your insurance is reliable. You know someone you can reach and you can get them during those difficult moments. And you're paying the least amount by getting the best coverage. It's that simple. I have Amber Scholl. I have American Family. And I have someone I can count on who I've had a chance to get to know. And it's not just Amber. She has a team of people. We get enough parts of our life where it's just a 1-800 number. Okay, we got to do 1-800 number, pick, fill in the blank. I don't want that. I want to know I can track down Amber. By the way, you can, teamscholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And you can compare what you have. If I get an accident today, it's my fault, or something happens at my house, or if, let's say, you have some real estate holdings or snowmobile situation, you don't want to just call a 1-800 number who has no idea what's going on in your life, do you? You reach out to Amber Scholl, and you get great coverage. I've been with this office since 1990, and it's American Family, well-established company. Reach out today. Explain to Amber and her team what you have and see if they can provide you with better coverage. I bet the chance is yes. TeamScholl.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food. Fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We continue with Zach Stevenson. He leads the DFL caucus in the House. We just were talking about immunity and absolute immunity. The vice president last week, as you know, Zach, mentioned that involving Jonathan Ross. Here's also a part of a conversation that Stephen Miller had, I think, with Will Cain yesterday on Fox, talking about the same thing. Go ahead.
To all ICE officers, you have federal immunity in the conduct of your duties. And anybody who lays a hand on you or tries to stop you or tries to obstruct you is committing a felony. You have immunity to perform your duties, and no one, no city official, no state official, no illegal alien, no leftist agitator or domestic insurrectionist can prevent you from fulfilling your legal obligations and duties. And the Department of Justice has made clear that if officials cross that line into obstruction, into criminal conspiracy against the United States or against ICE officers, then they will face justice.
I'll add this because the Deputy Attorney General also said late yesterday, this is Todd Blanche, who's the Deputy AG and was the President's personal attorney in many of his legal matters in between his presidential term. He says there's currently no basis for a criminal rights investigation. So when you hear those comments from Miller and the Deputy AG as a lawyer, you think what?
I think it's absurd. I mean, well, first of all, in this country, no one is above the law. No one. And that includes federal agents who, when they break the law, should be held accountable just like anybody else. And, you know, let's be clear. The law is direct and clear on this, and the courts have routinely held that watching law enforcement, just observing, is not obstruction. You have a First Amendment right to protest. You have a First Amendment right to speak your mind if you're around a law enforcement official. That is not obstruction. That does not give ICE agents the right to act with violence. It's also well-established law that their reactions need to be, you know, in proportion. In other words, they can't use deadly force just because you touch them, right? I mean, there has to be, in order to use that level of force, there has to be an actual threat of imminent death or great bodily harm, which, you know, when you watch the videos that you see online, you know, what I see are agents who are losing control of their own emotions and professionalism. You know, I see agents tackling people who, you know, are holding signs they maybe don't like. Or, you know, I saw an agent brandish his gun and point it directly at a protester's head and then immediately put the gun back in the holster. That wasn't, you know, in a professional action. That was a guy threatening someone because he didn't like what the person was saying.
So I want to call that out, too. That never should happen. Let me ask you this, though, and I am all for lawful protesting. And we had on a reporter yesterday from the Minnesota Reformer, Madison McVan, who was in the vehicle and was connected with a lot of the so-called disruptors who are trying to coordinate where they're going and trying to impede ICE and distract them from what they're doing. Are you comfortable with people literally driving closely and following ICE, and in some of the ways where they're getting in front of them in vehicles, and some of the comments that they are saying to ICE officers, and some of these ICE officers, let me be clear, anybody who did what you just alleged, that's awful. Absolutely not, unless that person's life is in jeopardy. But some of these ICE officers, Zach, are like your neighbor, my neighbor, and they're just trying to do their job. And if people are erratically driving or even following them, is that a step too far in your mind?
Well, I tell everybody that they should, you know, stay a safe distance away from ICE right now, because what I see when I watch these videos is agents who are out of control and acting unprofessionally. And there's no way of predicting. There's no way of knowing if you have, you know, an ICE agent along the lines of what you're talking about, or if you have someone who's out of control or who hasn't had the training that they need, which, you know, we have a lot of evidence that that's the case, that, you know, under the Trump administration, they've dramatically increased the size of ICE in a very short period of time. which has led to them not getting seasoned law enforcement officials as agents and not giving them the training that they need to do their jobs safely and appropriately. And I think if, you know, I'm a prosecutor, and every single day in my day job, I watch footage of Minnesota law enforcement people, you know, police officers for any one of our metro police departments or the state police, operating with great professionalism, conducting thorough and complete investigations under very difficult circumstances. And so then I watch these videos of these ICE agents, and the contrast is just so clear. These people who clearly have not gotten the training that they need to do their jobs well, who are acting in an unprofessional way, who are out of control. It's just a very, very clear contrast.
Let me get to a couple other stories in the overall way tied to this. The governor, it almost seems like it was 2 months ago, but it was only 9 days ago, where he had a press conference and confirmed what Blois Olson from this station had reported the night before, that Governor Walz was stepping down. He talked about how he discussed this with a number of people and felt like it was better for him to continue as the governor and not have the dual responsibilities as running for reelection. Do you agree with the decision he made, and did you counsel him in any way or give your opinion on what he should do as now the leader for the Democrats in the House?
Well, I thought he made the correct decision. We are confronted with a really, really pernicious fraud problem in Minnesota that's compounded by a federal government that is targeting Minnesota. That's a lot of work, Chad. I mean, you know, we are seeing daily funding being canceled from the federal government, funding for programs that serve the most vulnerable Minnesotans, like food stamps or people with disabilities. You know, that where lives really depend on these programs. And so the governor, I think, is correct to focus on making sure that the public can have faith in these programs, that they're working the way that they're intended, that they're serving the people that they're supposed to serve, because they're so important. So
did you tell him he should not run for reelection?
I'm going to keep our conversations between us. What I would tell you is that
doesn't sound like
governor,
Zach, I'm just going to shout. Well, no, that I mean, doesn't sound like a no.
Here's what I tell you. This man has devoted his entire life to public service. Before he was governor, he was in Congress, but I'm talking even before that, where he was a high school teacher and a National Guard officer or sergeant. You know, he has, as an adult, been a public servant the entire time, and will be for at least the next year. I think that he was entitled to make his own decision, and I think when he did that, he made the correct decision.
Has the governor accepted enough responsibility, considering the amount of fraud, excuse me, that has happened in this state while he has been governor? Because I will say this: I'm not going to deny my opinion. I don't feel like he has.
I've heard him say the buck stops with him, and I think that's the correct view. He's the chief executive. He is ultimately responsible, and that's the correct thing, and I've heard him say that.
Do you think he's done enough, though, when presented with information about the fraud?
Well, look, I mean, as long as there's $1 of fraud out there, there's more to be done. So, I mean, there's always done enough. No, we need to do more. Because every single one of these dollars that's going to some scammy business that's defrauding the state of Minnesota, every single one of those dollars is, one, a taxpayer dollar, and two, it's a dollar that's supposed to be going to serving kids with autism or homeless people or people with really significant disabilities. I mean, just think about that. These scammy businesses that are defrauding the state, they're stealing from kids with autism. Who does that? Who does that? That's terrible. So there needs to be more done until this problem is completely wiped out.
Last thing, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate the time. Do you have someone in mind who you would like to be the next governor of the state, and is Amy Klobuchar that person?
Well, you know, I worked for Amy Klobuchar. It was my first job out of college on her first campaign for the U.S. Senate, and I learned a lot working for Amy. First of all, she's the hardest working person I have ever met in my life. And I think that's the secret to her success, is just she's an incredibly hardworking individual. I think there's a lot of people who could be a really great next governor of the state of Minnesota. I think that one of the things that got us a little bit in trouble in the 2024 election was a perception of not having an open process between, you know, Biden and Harris. And so I want to be really careful and clear that we should have that open process, and anyone, including Amy Klobuchar, who wants to be governor, should compete for that. And fortunately, you know, Governor Walz decided not to run for reelection with ample time to have that process. Precinct caucuses are still several weeks away. You know, those of us who follow politics are junkies, feel like the election's like next week. But for most Minnesotans, they're months away from even thinking about the next election. And so we have time to have an open process, and we should do that. If Amy runs, she's going to be formidable, and she's going to be very hard to beat, both on the DFL endorsement process and also in a general election, for the reason I just said a minute ago, which is she's the hardest working person I've ever met, and she's not going to be outworked.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. We'll reach out again.
Thank you.
Zach Stevenson, leader of the House, DFL. We've had numerous Republicans on the last 6 weeks, including the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damoth, a number of times talking about issues, and also talking about her run to be the next governor. Chris Maddow making news today. The family of Renee Good announcing that they're working with attorneys who also represented George Floyd in civil suits. News coming out that Chris Maddow, another frequent guest of this show, is now providing legal counsel to who? Jonathan Ross, the ICE officer who made the decision to fire the three shots. We are efforting to see if Mr. Maddow is available. You're about to tell me he's not available because you're shaking your head.
Unavailable today. Sent a very short statement which basically says, yes, I'm providing. I'll read it. Jonathan Ross has applied for U.S. Department of Justice legal representation under federal regulations. See, and shows the, you know, link right to the whole deal, a lot of legal stuff. That said, I have provided and am continuing to provide him with legal representation.
Yeah. We had Chris on last week. It was previously scheduled. It was fortuitous for us. It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Right? And among the things Chris said is, I want people not to prejudge this case.
It's very hard on that.
Was very, very hard.
Many, many times.
And went back to that when I asked him other questions. Obviously, he's reached a conclusion right now if he's willing to represent Jonathan Ross. 33 past one.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I was fortunate when the chief of police in the city of Bloomington, Booker Hodges, is kind enough to join us. Booker, can I put you in charge of getting rid of wind in the winter? We can put up a 20, but then when the wind's like 20 to 25, I would have put that on your table. A nice little breeze in the summer, you know, you're walking around, you're doing whatever. But in the winter, I want you to add that to everything that's on your plate. Get rid of the wind.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get right on that, man.
How soon can you complete that project that I've just
done? Right now.
That would be great. Okay, let's get to everything that's happening. As a member, as a proud member of law enforcement who has the responsibility of a high number of officers in Bloomington, the citizens of Bloomington, cares about this state, as you have watched what has happened the last 7 days, what are your intellectual thoughts and what are your emotions as you're taking this all in?
Well, you know, I won't get into emotions, but I will say that these tactics are not what we've been trained on. A lot of this stuff is quite frankly unbelievable that we're witnessing here for some of these folks. Basically, a lot of this stuff that I'm seeing is stuff that we stopped doing 20 years ago, right? And, you know, I think in Minnesota, you know, I know some people don't agree with this, but that it is what it is. I think we do got the best law enforcement in the state. I think we're the best trained in the country. And what I'm seeing is not reflective of the tactics that we use here in the state.
Why do you think it's happening?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know, to be honest. You know, when this first started, we were all told that, you know, we're going to go after the violent offenders and whatnot. And I think everybody agreed that we should do that, right? I mean, obviously, you don't want some of these people in their community, mm-hmm. whether they're both in this country legally or not. You don't want them in your community. But it's morphed into something else that we weren't told, right? And I don't know what's changed or, you know, public safety and policing don't mix, right? I mean, you cannot, it's a marriage that's never meant to be successful or happen, but it just appears that this is strictly politically based at this point.
You are the chief of police of a big city in this state. Have you had any communication whatsoever from the federal law enforcement, which is in this state?
Yeah, we've had limited communication, but what I mean by that is we've talked to folks prior to all this stuff starting, right? And now there's no communication, and nor has there ever been, even when we did meet with them, any communication about any of the operations they were running. It was just, you know, let's get a number so if people are, you know, because we're getting calls that people, you know, think that their relative got kidnapped, right? Can we have a website link to give people so they can see if someone's arrested? That was more or less the nature of the conversations that we've had with these folks.
What else would you like? I mean, that website would be great because there are people who are U.S. citizens who have been grabbed, often in a violent, unprofessional way, and then at the Whipple building for a day or 2 days. And again, I'm with you, and I've I feel like I've made this point 700 times. All the violent criminals, I don't care if they're from Golden Valley, Bloomington, Caracas, anywhere. Let's find them. And if they're in this country legally, let's get them out. Or if they're from here, let's get them for a trial. But what else to have this run in a more professional 2026 way, not in a way that I don't know if it's 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. What else would you like the dialogue to what else would you like in that dialogue?
So here's what I would like. And I think if you were to have any police chief on here who's been working for a while, they would tell you when the federal government, the running joke in local law enforcement was if the federal government needed to arrest someone, it was going to take them a year to figure out how to do it, when to do it, because their processes, right? So they would have a specific person they were going after, a specific plan to arrest that person, and they would know everything about that person, and then they would go arrest them. I would like to see them go back to that, right? Not just going, just grabbing people off the street, knocking on doors, and hanging out in parking lots, because then that way you're not arresting the wrong people, right? And that's been a change here in the last year where they haven't been doing that. And that's where you're seeing all these problems at, in my opinion.
It seems stunning to me that someone who is a legal citizen could be driving to Sam's Club, wherever they're going, and they get stopped and they're surrounded without any probable cause, and they have to demonstrate they're an American citizen. Again, for those folks who are involved in violence, yes, but we still, I thought, believed in some level of law and accountability in this country.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it. And the other part that I want the public to fully understand is, like, local law enforcement, we don't have the ability to verify someone's citizenship.
Yeah.
Right. Because we don't, you know, again, we don't do immigration enforcement. Right. So carrying papers and all that, I get people want to do it, but they have systems to verify who people are.
You don't
understand what the hell's going on there.
Okay. Let's reset this too. This is Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, who's just a tremendous guest, and we're lucky to have him. For the audience members out there who feel like police in the big cities are not doing enough, if they have someone who's committed a violent act and did not enter this country legally, what do you say to that individual? Because there are, as you know, millions across this country who have that belief.
Yeah, and, you know, people are committing violent crimes. We don't want them here. Nobody does, right? We're going to go out and arrest them, right? And I thought that's what they were doing. If you got 3,000 people here, right, we shouldn't have a single person left in the state that meets that criteria, right? And I think people understand, like, there's an article in the Star Tribune today how the amount of people that they have is more police officers than we have in the large departments in the metro. And they're focusing on one thing. Could you imagine if we put 3,000 squad cars on the road to stop people from speeding?
Yeah, right.
Everybody would be driving 5 miles under the speed limit, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it would look like an occupation, right? And that's the issue here that we have is, again, go back to doing what you said you were going to do and start treating people with respect, man. I mean, I get, you know, the job is tough. You know, no one wants to be out there with people blowing whistles around them and the whole nine yards, but treat people with respect and dignity, man.
Okay, so I want to get to that too, because I'll just kind of summarize very briefly where I stand on protesters. I'm all for protesters speaking out in a respectful way. I get concerned, and I know just following someone with the proper distance is not against the law, but I do get worried when they're getting close to vehicles, they're swerving in front of vehicles. I'm with you 100%. I should be handling this 100% better, but there have been too many examples of protesters who've taken that latitude too far. When I think there's a way to to have your voice heard all the time, but not feeling like, okay, I'm now a citizen and I'm going to get in the road. I'm going to get in between what they're doing. Isn't that a line of too far?
Oh, too, as a citizen, and again, they are law enforcement officers, right? You do not have the right to interfere with a law enforcement operation, right? There's processes to deal with this stuff afterwards. We've had police officers that have been followed home by some of these folks, right? Like, and that presents a dangerous situation. We've had cops ambushed before, right? So you start following people home or following them, that could get dangerous. But, you know, I want to add one thing to this because I would be remiss.
Sure.
I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people in the affected communities with this.
Right.
And one aspect that the big aspect that has been missing from this is their voice. And one of the things, the main thing that that's been conveyed to me is that the people who are doing this movement aren't really focusing on the issue that would help them. And the issue is comprehensive immigration reform, right? And nobody running for office, none of these folks out here right now are talking about this. Because even if these folks left today, the law is still in place, right? It's a convoluted system that, and this isn't my political speech because I'm not giving a political piece. I'm just conveying what was relayed to me, is that no one is talking about fixing this convoluted system that we have. Because you look, you got a lot of people here who have done everything that they were told to do, and then someone snaps a finger, and now they're here illegally, and they're carting them out of here.
Right.
Right. And that's the piece that is missing from this, and I wish, you know, that could get more attention for these folks so they could feel like their voice is being heard.
I couldn't agree more. There has to be a way where all sides are heard, but we have something in totality to make this better. I'm of the opinion, and this is a bit political, so if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. I'm of the opinion, if we're talking about somebody who, yes, did not get in the line the right way, but left a country where it was violent, and either they individually did not have a chance for success or their family didn't have a chance for success, they come here. Let's say they moved to Bloomington, and they're now here 17 years, and they're a doctor, they're a teacher, they're a lawyer, they work at a bakery. I'm sorry, my emphasis is not ICE has to track that person down. I think we need to find a way, maybe it's not direct citizenship, whatever it might be, but those individuals who have become members of our community, our friends, but they weren't lucky enough to be born in Bloomington. They left someplace where they didn't think they have a chance. And if you think that should be the emphasis of this, I just disagree 100%.
Yeah, and that's the issue, right? I mean, you summed it up right there, where there's not, the system is convoluted, right, for these folks. And I think both parties politically have had control of Congress and the presidency at various times,
mm-hmm.
and neither party has decided to deal with this, right? And that's it. Let's get it done. Let's deal. You know, let's put it out there because it makes it easier for, you know, the folks in the federal government to enforce this law, right? I mean, before all this madness started happening, you had to have specialized training to enforce immigration law, and that's why only ICE and Customs and Border Patrol did it, because the laws are so convoluted. And now you have untrained people out here. I shouldn't say untrained. I'll say not adequately trained people.
47 days is not enough.
No. Oh, God, no. Trying to interpret these laws, right? Let's get this system fixed, and I think it'll be better for all of us. And then, you know, and this ain't a political statement because I don't think anybody would make the statement or agree that our current system works the way it is.
Last thing, I'll let you go. If someone is a Bloomington resident, when would they call the Bloomington police regarding any interaction with any of the federal authorities?
You know, people can call us. You know, we'll still come out and respond. But understand, they are law enforcement officers, and they are enforcing the laws that they are allowed to enforce. We're not allowed to enforce immigration law. So, for example, if you call us out there to verify that someone's an American citizen, we don't have the ability to do that, right? And that's one thing. And, you know, we're typically going out to you know, people are out in these protest spaces and whatnot to make sure that everybody stays the way they need to do so everybody's safe. But, yeah, that, like I said, if you got an issue, call us. We're going to come, right? And then depending on what's happening will depend on what we do. But federal law enforcement officers are law enforcement officers. They do have the right to enforce federal law. And I just want to be clear on this. No local police department, because we get a lot of calls on due process and arresting people. We don't have the ability to verify if someone's a citizen or not because we don't have access to those databases. So that's an issue that people have to deal with the federal government.
Would you like to have access?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you get access, now you got to sign it. Now we're going to do immigration enforcement. And I don't want to do it. That's their job. Like, they're not going to come here and write speeding tickets for us or solve our domestics, right? And that's their job, right? And, again, that's the piece. We're all in the executive branch. Our job is to enforce the law, and they're just enforcing the laws that are on the books.
I always appreciate the time. Stay safe, and thanks so much for doing what you're doing, sir.
Thanks, Mel.
Booker Hodges, Bloomington Police Chief, right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.